The United Nations Mission in South Sudan, the South Sudan Troika, the Regional Intergovernmental Authority on Development, the European Union and Peace Monitoring Body RGMEC expressed a grave concern over the escalation of violence in Greater Pibor Administrative Area. UNIME spokesperson Linda Tom says the partners urged parties involved in the conflict to immediately cease hostilities, exercise restraint, and respect human rights.
UNMISS and international partners strongly encouraged national politicians and traditional leaders to persuade youth to immediately stop the violence and pursue a dialogue-based approach that focuses on restoring calm and peacefully resolving the root causes of the conflict.
Tom also said the partners want those responsible for the violence to face justice.
To stop the fighting and ensure the safety and security of civilians, as well as unimpeded humanitarian access to people affected by the fighting. They also emphasize the need to investigate and hold accountable all perpetrators of the conflict, including those who are instigating and inciting violence and those responsible for abduction of women and children.
Pibor authorities blamed the violence on a group called the White Army Amti Youth from neighboring Jonglei State. They launched the first attacks on Saturday. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, says about 30,000 people have been displaced since then. UN OCHA says the violence includes cattle raiding, destruction of property, and a displacement of thousands of people. About 5,000 internally displaced people have arrived in Pibor town after fleeing the conflict areas of Gumuruk and Lekwangole. UN OCHA says the fighting in Pibor, coupled with recent deadly violence in parts of Upper Nile State, has put a serious strain on humanitarian operations in South Sudan. South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong told South Sudan in Focus that his office had no clear picture of the situation on ground. But he says the South Sudan People's Defense Force has recaptured its base.
There's nothing much apart from the fact that the SPDF regained control of Gumruk yesterday at 5 p.m. And this came as a result of the youth, the White Army, voluntarily withdrawing from Gumruk. But there could be fighting elsewhere. We do not have information on that.
Kwang says the fighters from Jonglei State attacked the army base during earlier clashes. Abraham Kelang, the information minister of Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says violence continues in parts of the area. He is appealing for humanitarian assistance for those affected by the fighting.
It was because armed conflict is out in town, but is still in places by arms and villages in Gumruk.
Officials confirmed that at least 56 people have been killed from both sides. Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuan on Tuesday condemned the violence. He told this program he was shocked to learn that Amti youth from his state carried out the attacks. Sarah Besolonyanti, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, says civilians, especially those most vulnerable, such as women, children, and the elderly, have borne the brunt of this crisis. She says the humanitarian community calls on Amti fighters to immediately cease hostilities and to protect civilians and humanitarian workers. UN OCHA says the violence adds more challenges to an already dire humanitarian situation in several parts of the country. It says in 2023, about 9.4 million people will need humanitarian assistance and protection. It estimates 2.8 million people will face physical violence, including gender-based violence, and will need protection. Protracted displacement has affected over 2.2 million people who are unable to return to their homes, according to UN OCHA. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.